something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Red Cross Building, along Arrow Hill Roundabout. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 078-831-1756 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
The master was going all the time, you know, with people around him. They got to this tree and Jesus stopped.
Hey, Zacchaeus thought, now I can really get a good look. And he was trying to look at him. And Jesus, without saying, who is there? He calls him by name. He says, Zacchaeus. I think it must have been the power. It was a miracle. See, I believe there was a greater miracle there.
The miracle that he didn't fall from the tree. I mean, that was enough to knock him down. Bible says here, look at it. The second verse there says he was chief tax collector. Chief tax collector. I mean, every Jew, when they saw him, they ran away. Because Mr. Tax Collector was coming. But I don't know if any of you... I'm not sure they still do it now. They used to send out these tax collecting buses and their staff, and they go to the marketplace and they start running after people, you know. It was such a funny sight, you know. These Nigerians wouldn't pay their taxes, and they had the tax collectors like Zacchaeus and Matthew coming after them. Praise God. Running all around the marketplace. Do you still do that? They still do it? Pay your taxes. Pay your taxes. They don't have to come after you. Just pay. You say, well, nobody came to me. Go to the tax office. Go to the tax office. And say, I do this work, I do this, I do this. What am I supposed to pay? That's how I got to pay my taxes. I asked them, what am I supposed to pay? Now you're all quiet. Yeah. You have to go. Go find out what you're owing. One day, they'll get you. Hallelujah. All right. So in verse 3, it says, and Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Isn't the Lord nice? He doesn't say he was a short man. He's so nice. He was little of stature. I know in some of your newer versions, you may have short. That's not so nice. If you call someone, if you describe someone and say, you know, you are short, he's not happy about it. You'd prefer it when you say, you know, you're a little of stature. Say, yeah, you know, I'm not so big. Hallelujah. So, you know, long ago I tried to erase that description from my own vocabulary. I don't like to describe people as short. You know, he's a short man or he's a short woman or a short... No, not for people. It's not so nice. I found out they don't like it. When you say not so tall, they're at least tall, but not so tall. They like that. Praise God. Learn words that are nice. Okay? Good. Verse 4. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Lord Jesus, how marvelous you are.
He said, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Look, to call him by his first name was too much for Zacchaeus. A miracle was he didn't fall down and die. The next thing was Jesus said, I'm going to your house. I mean, that's where we're going. And the man knew he was a sinner. Coming to my house? He must have heard 1,000 voices. Oh. Jesus said, for today, I must abide. In other words, stay at your house. I mean, he's not just visiting and going away. He says, I must stay at your house. I'm staying there today. Maybe he would leave tomorrow. What would it be like to accommodate Jesus? I mean, you will wash the walls. You wash your smells off the walls. You wash the ceiling. You wash everything. What would you do? If you could, you would scrub the sand in front of your house. You scrub the sand. You get what I mean? Jesus is coming to my house. Hey! With his entourage. No, that didn't mean too much for him because he was chief tax collector. You know, chief tax collector. He wasn't very honest. You find this, as soon as Jesus sat down, the man began to confess his sins. Verse 6, and he made haste. I mean, his legs couldn't run fast enough. And came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, when the people saw it, because they knew Mr. Zacchaeus. They knew him. Zacchaeus had taken money from them. And he didn't even write it down. He just collected it and said, that's the tax, you go back. And they knew it. Now Jesus is going there. I remember two men that came to church some years ago. And there's a lady who was leading the songs. And when they came to church, they saw her up the platform leading the worship. And then they said, that lady, that woman, we know her. They turned around and left. The friend later asked them, why did you go back? They said, we know that lady. If she would lead worship in that church, we wouldn't come in. I just thought for a moment, I hope they'll leap out of heaven when they see her there. But look at these ones. They were angry. Because Jesus is going with Mr. Tax Collector. They're going home together. Look at it. Verse 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood. I mean, he was having a nice time. And said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Where did he get the one that he used to restore? And Jesus said unto him, this day his salvation come. He knew the man needed salvation. Praise God. But here's the point I want you to see. Verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Oh, glory. Woo, hallelujah. He also is a son of Abraham. So salvation has to come to that house. Oh, glory. I don't know where you are in your life, but I just want you to know the way the Lord thinks about you. The Abrahamic covenant is the most authentic, the wealthiest, the most sublime covenant in all the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Ah, this is wonderful. We're talking about the inheritance. Would you turn again to Galatians, the third chapter, book of Galatians. You want to understand God's logical reasonings, it's good for you to study the books of Romans and Galatians. You find the Holy Ghost turns into a lawyer right there. Wow. Third chapter, book of Galatians, now I'm reading from verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Now, hey, I want us to go back to the 16th verse, something I told you to mark earlier on. I don't want you to miss this. 16th verse again. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed,
which is Christ. Now, Paul tells us by the Holy Spirit here that the promises that were made to Abraham were actually made to Christ. They were made to Christ. He's telling us here in the 16th verse of the third chapter of the book of Galatians that Christ is the one referred to as the seed of Abraham. In other words, he's saying to us, make no mistakes about it. The seed of Abraham that he's talking about is not Isaac. The seed of Abraham that the Lord refers to is not Jacob. Because it doesn't tell us seeds as of many. Because we found out that he transferred it from Isaac to Jacob and from Jacob to the 12. So he says he's not talking about all of those patriarchs. The promises that were made to Abraham and to his seed were made to Christ. And then we find something more striking here. He doesn't say to Jesus. Did you notice that? Go back there, 16th verse. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Now, understanding these things we're sharing today will make a great difference for you. It'll affect the rest of your life. How you're going to go in your life, whether onwards, upwards, always, or sometimes up and sometimes down. Whether that's the life you're going to live, sometimes up and sometimes down, sometimes successful, sometimes defeated. If that's the life you're going to lead, or you're going to know victory, a life of victory only, a life of success only, is that how you're going to lead? Hallelujah. How are you going to lead? Are you going to live a life of health always? Are you going to sometimes healthy, sometimes sick? Are you going to be that man or woman who's always healthy? And then the day you find some symptoms in your body, instead of saying, well, I knew one day, you can't always be healthy all the time. No! You said this is Abraham's seed? Every symptom of sickness, go! And it's got to go. The reason it goes is not because you're so loud when you speak. The reason it's got to go is not because you are insisting. The reason it's got to go is because you're a man or a woman who knows your authority in Christ Jesus. You're not guessing, you're not assuming, you just know it. And you're using it. Hallelujah. And to thy seed which is Christ. 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 Hey. Glory. Hi-ya. Ha. From verse 27. Hey. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is beautiful. Verse 27. See, 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ. Have you been baptized into Christ? When you are born again, you are baptized into Christ. The Bible says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. He's not talking about water baptism here. He's talking about being baptized into Christ. That's being born again. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Because we are immersed in Christ. We have put on Christ. Because we are inside Christ. That's what John meant when he said, you are in God and God in you, praise the Lord. Now he says, for as many of you as have been baptized in Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither, see, you have put on Christ. You cannot be Igbo anymore. You cannot be Yoruba anymore. You cannot be Hausa anymore. No, 1,000 times, no. You have put on Christ. Hallelujah. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ. Hallelujah. If ye belong to Christ. That's what he's talking about. If ye belong to Christ. Then are ye Abraham's seed. And therefore what? Heirs according to the promise. I found out I'm an heir. If ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. See, when you find out that you are Abraham's seed, you no longer go like this. You square up. You chin up. Hallelujah. Chest out. You have found out your roots. Now you have dignity, self-worth, self-value. Sure, doesn't matter what anybody thinks you are. What matters is what you think you are. I'm what God says I am. Hallelujah. Now I know me. I'm an heir. I'm a prince of power with God. Isaac didn't have any sense. He brought that boy out and called him Jacob. By the time the boy came out, he became a swindler. Because that's the meaning of his name, Jacob. Swindler, fast guy, 419. That's him. That's him. That's Jacob. And every time, you know, Jacob, he became a rascal. He was just going around. He said, I'm Jacob. Every time he said, I'm Jacob. And he said, Jacob. Ooh. Jacob. And he lived the Jacobish life. You see it? But the day God met him, the Bible says a man wrestled with Jacob all night long. It was the Holy Ghost. By the time he found out, the Lord wanted to leave. And he said, no, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. He held on to the Lord. And he said, let me go. It's the breaking of day. I've got to go. The Lord said, I've got to go. Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. See, I can't bless you. See, I may be close to you. Hey, you've got to get this. This is so important. You can be in the very presence of God and never understand and flow in the blessing of God. It matters what your name is. What do you answer? Who do you say you are?
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Ayakalima's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Red Cross Building, along Arrow Hill Roundabout. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 078-831-1756 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
It matters what your name is. What do you answer? Who do you say you are? You know, my Christian, I'm so weak. Hey, that means you are Mr. Weak. You just named yourself. And God can't bless you. So he said, I'm not going to let you go. You may hold on to him and say, I'm going to hang on to the horns of the altar. I believe in God. He opened a way where there ain't no way. And still, that way will not be open. He wouldn't come through. He said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Well, the Lord said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. That's why I can bless you. Your name is Jacob. I have to change your name. Before I can bless you, got to change your name. He says, now you will no longer be called Jacob. You shall be called Israel. You are a prince. Aha. Then he accepted that. And with that, he got into the Abrahamic blessing. Hallelujah. Even though it had been conferred on him, he couldn't enjoy it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If ye, 29th verse of the third chapter of the book of Galatians, that is a verse you should never forget the rest of your life. If ye be Christ's, if ye belong to Christ, then, he says, ye are Abraham's seed. And then just like Jesus, you begin to say, ought not this woman, being a seed of Abraham. See, you really don't need prayer. If you've been wanting to give birth, can you see you really don't need prayer? All you just do is just wake up to the realization that you are Abraham's seed. Ought not this woman? I mean, you can stand in front of your mirror, and instead of doing your eye shadow and all of that, that's not bad. But this is better. Look at that lady on the other side of the mirror and say, ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, whose womb Satan had held back, ought not this woman be loose? And then when you say that, by the time you start talking like that, the anointing, I feel the unction. By the time you start talking like that, the anointing will just, you'll be stirring up the anointing of the Holy Ghost in you. Then you say, look at that lady on the other side of the mirror, say, be loose. And then, don't start begging again. Walk away, you know, walk bold. Oh, hallelujah. That's the way. Walk away bold. You just conquered a demon or a devil or the whole world or something. Jesus says, cheer up. I mean, Jesus, don't you ever figure Jesus like some, you know, weak fellow coming in and say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. No, don't think of Jesus like that. After the resurrection from the dead, he comes right into the room and says, all hail. I mean, he's a shouting master. How do you hail him? I mean, you go like that. Glory. Hallelujah. That's what he said. He says, all hail. And they all began to hail him when they saw him. Hallelujah. That's Jesus. He didn't come and say, the Jews, the Romans, they're very bad. I suffered on that cross. He didn't talk like, he said, oh, hey, glory. Hallelujah. That's the way. When you're done praying, some of you, by the time you're through praying, you go like this, you get off your knees, and everybody in the house can tell you, you have really been praying. And they even think that God's been beating you right there. Please bring my bag. You were praying. And in that condition, you go to work. And they greet you, good morning. See, the whole burden is on your back. But Jesus says, oh, hallelujah. Oh, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor, all ye that struggle, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You have so much weight. He says, come, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Peter says, casting all your cares upon him. Get your cares all together in a box, brother, and cast it on Jesus. Hallelujah. And then walk free. Every time he says, hey, you know, you're supposed to be married by now. Get out. The cares of marriage are on Jesus. Hey, you're supposed to have a child by now. Get out. You don't have a job. Get out. Casting all your cares. They haven't paid you yet. Get out. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Casting all your cares on him. See, you're a prince. Your supply cannot be diminished. Do you understand? You have an eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. Your supply never runs dry. It is, you are abundantly supplied. It's on continually. Every time you plug into that socket, there's a flow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is beautiful. See, here, we are acquainted. In fact, if they haven't taken electricity, the light, if they haven't taken it for several hours in a day, we are surprised. You mean NEPA gave us light? I mean, it's big news that light has been on since 8 a.m. and now it's 5 p.m. Boy, that's big news. That's big news. Huh? They didn't take it. We are excited. We are used to them taking it. It just goes, phew. And we go, oh. We know the options very quickly, you know. But I tell you, there are people in this same world, in certain places in this world, who don't know it is possible for the light to go. They don't know. Since they were born, they've never read it. They've never heard it. They don't know it is possible for there to be no light. Are you hearing me? They don't know. They're born into such an environment. They've grown there. They don't discuss it. They don't talk about, are we going to have light today? I mean, if you ask, do you always have light? They'll be amazed. What are you talking about? They would ask you, does it stop? They don't know that. In the same way, brothers and sisters, when you get into your inheritance, you will not know it is possible to have a shortage. See, you're a prince. Your supply cannot be diminished. Do you understand? You have an eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. Your supply never runs dry. It is, you are abundantly supplied. It's on continually. Every time you plug into that socket, there's a flow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is beautiful. See, here, we are acquainted. In fact, if they haven't taken electricity, the light, if they haven't taken it for several hours in a day, we are surprised. You mean NEPA gave us light? I mean, it's big news that light has been on since 8 a.m. and now it's 5 p.m. Boy, that's big news. That's big news. Huh? They didn't take it. We are excited. We are used to them taking it. It just goes, phew. And we go, oh. We know the options very quickly, you know. But I tell you, there are people in this same world, in certain places in this world, who don't know it is possible for the light to go. They don't know. Since they were born, they've never read it. They've never heard it. They don't know it is possible for there to be no light. Are you hearing me? They don't know. They're born into such an environment. They've grown there. They don't discuss it. They don't talk about, are we going to have light today? I mean, if you ask, do you always have light? They'll be amazed. What are you talking about? They would ask you, does it stop? They don't know that. In the same way, brothers and sisters, when you get into your inheritance, you will not know it is possible to have a shortage. When you get into your inheritance, you will not know it is possible to have a shortage. Because when you start living here, you are swimming in God's abundance. You don't know that the value of the naira has changed. Why? Because, I mean, you are ever flowing. Oh, see what I mean? They haven't gotten into this thing well enough. They're surprised. Surprised? Don't be surprised. It's the life you're called to live. That's the life you're called to live. The surprise should be that you are broke. I mean, in Abraham's world, if you get broke, you, did you say what? You what? Did you say you're... Jacob couldn't be broke. He didn't know what it was to be broke. But he was houseboy. Houseboy that could not be broke. And he didn't steal anything. What about Joseph? Joseph came into Potiphar's house. He was houseboy. But houseboy with a difference. Do you understand what I'm talking about? with a difference. You may be the messenger at work, but be messenger with a difference. Did you hear me? I mean, the way you clean those glasses. I mean, the MD ought to be wondering whether that's a better job than the one he's doing now. You know? I mean, the way which you're happy. You dress cool, dress fine. Put that robe on, not your tie, smooch, and then work on those things. Just clean up. You're washing the cars? Wash them clean. When you're through cleaning and washing, you look... You understand what I'm talking about? With a happy good morning when you're great. They can't believe it. Did you say... Did you say he's... what's his rank? They'll be asking about your rank. Don't just... You know, some of you just put your coat like this. I mean, that's you going to work. It's unbelievable. You're going to work. You don't care. You just go like that. Just be going. You don't care. You are Abraham's seed. You are. Huh? Just collect your shirt from the lion. Is it dry? Yes. Just wait. You wouldn't even take the time to press it. Look, press it. Let it stand by the time you're done with it. Even if you're a taxi driver, dress neatly. Don't be smelling. Dress neatly. And the person who comes inside, he'll look at you and you wonder, he'll think that maybe you're doing him a favor. He can't think you are the driver. He said, please, good morning. See, he'll be stuck. He doesn't know how to address you. That's the way. You are the king's key. You're Abraham's seed. Did you hear me? I said you're Abraham's seed. You may be a cook in a restaurant. That's your... Yeah. Make sure it's clean. Not that when you come out, you are smelling. And those who are trying to eat... Please, okay, you can leave the water. I'll leave it. No. Go there with your perfume. You understand? When you're done cooking like that, you're coming out where the people are, just spray yourself good. Because you're Abraham's seed. Are you hearing me? You're Abraham's seed. As soon as you're done from work, don't just carry your clothes. Say, yeah, I'm going home. It's been a hard day. Get a shower and come out because you are Abraham's seed. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Sure, you're Abraham's seed. They say, well, it appears there's going to be some difficulty in this childbirth. We expect your labor to be something about 13 hours. The way you're looking. Mm-mm. Say, doctor, don't worry. I'm Abraham's seed. Don't worry, I'm Abraham's seed. You see them doctors running up and down all because of you. Don't go, doctor, please do something. Doctor, oh, please, call on the doctor, please do something. Don't let me die. Hey! They're rushing and how do you feel? Say, I feel cool, I'm all right. Do you have any pains? Yes, a lot of it, but I'm Abraham's seed. Because you may be going through pains. Don't say no pain, you know you're hurting. You know, I'm not hurting. No. There are a lot of pains, but I'm Abraham's seed. Hallelujah. I feel a lot of pains, but I'm Abraham's seed. That's who you are. I want to see you do something tomorrow morning. I want to see you smile like a king's son or daughter. Because that's who you really are. That's who you really are. Amen. Lift your hands toward heaven. We have an inheritance. Something that belongs to us in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 078-831-1756 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Red Cross Building along Arua Hill Roundabout. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 078-831-1756 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.